Bikshut Morai Verabotai, with the permission of Hashem, we are just finished Yom Kippur, and of course, during Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he judged the body, the man, he judged the neshama that he put in the body, and anyway, today we're after Kippur. We don't know what is going to happen this year. All what we know is that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pray to Hashem, will help us to ask Hashem to be written B'Sefer Chayim Ulshalom. Be'ezat Hashem. The parasha of Kitabo, the Torah said, V'haya Kitabo el ha'aretz, אשר השם אלוקיך נותן לך נחלה, ורשתה וישבת בה. ולקחת מראשית כל פרי, האדמה אשתביא בארצך, אשר השם אלוקיך נותן לך, ושמת בתני. One of the mitzvot that Hashem gives to the Bnei Israel, when they come to Eretz Israel, that Hashem he said to the Bnei Israel, when you come to the to Eretz Israel, when you come to the to Eretz HaKodesh, that the Eretz that Hashem give you, and you will sit there, so you will take the first premise. You know that, yes? The bikurim, you know what the bikurim? The first fruit. Lekata merishit, you will take the first fruit that the land will give you, that the trees will give you, and you take them to the Beit HaMikdash, and you put them near to the Mizbeah, and you ask the Kohen, and you come, you go to the Kohen, and you tell him all your story, that all the Jewish story, how it began. All the Jewish story began when Yaakov Abinu, he went to Lavan, and Lavan, he wanted to destroy Yaakov, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, he saved Yaakov Abinu from the hand of Lavan, and Yaakov, he had children, and then Lavan, then Yaakov Abinu, he went to back to his father, then they went to Egypt, and then they left Egypt and they received the Torah. One thing I want to ask you, why do we need all this story to be told? Why? Why we need to bring those first fruits to the Beit HaMikdash? And what the meaning that Hashem said to the Bnei Israel, V'haya Kitavo, when you come to Eretz Israel? I mean, obviously, we know that the Jews, that they were in the desert, we know that they left Egypt to receive the Torah, then to go to Israel. So I don't understand why Hashem said, when you come to Israel, to bring this fruit, the first fruit that the trees will give you. That's what I would like to understand. Why? What that mean? I mean, I know the Jews, they are not going to stay in the desert all their life. They have to go to Eretz Israel. So Hashem should just say, hey, one of the mitzvot, that when you will have tree, when you will have fruit, the first fruit that your trees give you, bring them to Eretz Israel. We know that we don't talk about the desert. We know that it's not in the desert that you will have trees and fruit. It's an Eretz Israel. So what that means, V'haya Kitavo el ha'aretz, asher Hashem Elokecha notein lecha nechala, v'rishta v'yashavta bah. Did you understand my question? So this is the question. And then the Torah said, V'lakachta merishit kol pri adama, and you bring, and then you have to tell to Hashem, thank you Hashem. All this, why we need to tell all this story? You know, my friend, that is very, very important to know. That this pasuk, there is two ways how you can explain this pasuk. How this pasuk, just you can explain that Hashem is talking to you, that when you come to Eretz Israel, that means the only way that Hashem will give you Eretz Israel, when v'lakachta merishit, only when you have emuna, that is Eretz Israel, it belongs to Hashem, and He gives it to you. And then, from what Hashem gives you, You should not forget that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to take this to the Beit HaMikdash, to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one way that we can explain. Because unfortunately, people, they have, sometimes can forget all the good things that Hashem do with people. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them everything, they forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you will not forget all what Hashem did for you, all what Hashem did for the Jews. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hey, don't forget, you were nothing. Don't forget that one day you were just, that Lavan, he wanted to kill Yaakov. He changed, you know, wives, he changed sisters. Maybe Yaakov could be very, very angry against Lavan. He could leave. There will be no descendant from Yaakov. A lot of things could happen. Lavan, he tried with all his heart to destroy Yaakov. So it's very important for Hashem that a Jew should not forget his past. Because when a Jew forgets his past, he can't be a Baal Gaava. You know, David HaMelech, when he became a king, he printed some money, some coins, some money, and he put there one keter, one side, a crown, one side, and the other side, he put there, you know, a man, like a roi. Roi is, how would you call a roi? Roi, un berger. Shepherd, voilà. Shepherd. So that means that David HaMelech, alav shalom, it was very important for him not to forget that one day was nothing, was shepherd. So that's why when he printed the coins of money, he put on one side a keter, a crown of kingdom, and the other side a shepherd. So that always he will remember that all what he is now is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very important for him that a man, he should not forget. Because when Hashem was worried, when the Jews will go to Israel, they will forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will forget. They will say, well, all what we have here, it belongs to us. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. When you come to Israel, don't forget that all what you have, it belongs to me. V'lakachta merishit, the first fruit that your trees will give you, they are mine. They are bikurim. You bring them to the Beit HaMikdash, and there you will start to say the story of your origin, that your origin was nothing. And if it was not me that protects you, you will be not here today. You understand me? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was very important for him that the Jews, because unfortunately the Jews, they have a lot of Yitzhara. The Goyim, they don't have Yitzhara. The Jews, they have Yitzhara. We have a lot of Yitzhara. A lot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ishtabah Shimo La'ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very important for him that there is a way, like the Zohar said, that all the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us, it's just how to fight. It's ideas, etzot, how to fight the Yitzhara. Because a Jew, there is only millions of mitzvot to do. And the Yitzhara, I don't want you to do the mitzvot. He wants you just to think that all what you have, it belongs to you. There is nothing was given by Hashem. So that's why the Torah says, V'ayah ki tavo la'aretz. When you come to the land, to Eretz Israel, asher Elohecha noten lecha nachal yerishta v'yashavta, then you will see there. Don't forget that all, don't forget that the first fruit, because usually people, when they say the fruit, the trees, they start to talk about the land, about how rich he is, and how much money he will make from those trees, from those fruit when he will sell them, or he has lands. And he may forget that all what he has, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, Avera Goret Avera. When, Chas V'Shalom, you will see all this goodness that you have in Eretz Israel, then you will not think that all what you have come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we start to do other Averot, Avera Goret Avera. Then, Chas V'Shalom, people, they may forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, because they did not listen the advisors that Hashem gave them. And the Torah is advice. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, well, it's very important that you will not have gava, that you will not be, have, you know, how do you say gava? That you will not be arrogant. So it's very important to think, to remember about your origin. What was your origin? It's not 2 years ago or 100 years ago. No, your origin is maybe over 1,000 years ago when Laban wanted to kill Yaakov. If Laban would kill Yaakov, you will not be here today. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's very important for Kadosh Baruch Hu that people will never, 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 so that the people will never forget Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when they start, when their land start to give them fruit, so they have to go to Yerushalayim and say all the story about all the religion, what happened to them, in Laban, in Egypt, etc., etc. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he delivered them from Egypt. He gave them the Torah. He gave them the Torah. Then he gave them Eretz Israel. And the Eretz Israel was given only with the condition that we respect the Torah. And one of the mitzvot is Pri Adama, Bikurim, to bring Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Vesamahta B'chol HaTov Hashem Nata Lecha Hashem Elokecha. Then when a man, Hashem he promised, when a man he has such emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all what he have came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Vesamahta, so a man he will be always happy. B'chol HaTov, what do you mean B'chol HaTov, what is his Tov? Ve'en Tov Ve'la Torah. How much is it, if you count Tov, how much is it Tov? 17, yes? 17. What about if you, 17 plus 5, how much is it? 22. How many letters in the Torah there is? How many letters in the Torah you have? 22 letters. Oh, V'samachta b'chol HaTov Hashem Nata Lecha Hashem. So when a man, he bring this first fruit that his land give him to the Beit HaMikdash, that mean that he realize that the condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him Eretz Israel, only that he can respect Torah and mitzvot on Eretz Israel. So then the man v'samachta, the real simcha came. You know when the real simcha came? When the real simcha came, there is two kinds of simcha. There is artificial simcha and there is a real simcha. Artificial simcha is when a man think he is rich, or he is rich, and he don't think that it, or what he has came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? So one day he's happy, one day he's not happy. But the real simcha came when a man respects Torah and mitzvot, and he does Torah and mitzvot, and when he does mitzvah, so he's very, very happy. So the real happiness is, Hashem promised to the Jews, when you respect Torah and mitzvot, you will be really happy. V'samachta, you will be really happy. You will be really happy. Because usually people, they don't want to give. It's hard for people to give. But when you know that all what you have was given to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you only give from what Hashem gave you, so you will be happy. You understand? You will be happy. No, look, there is Parasha Ki Tetzé. The Parasha Ki Tetzé, it ends with Amalek. Don't forget what Amalek did to you. Okay? This is the last psukim of the parasha of Ki Tetzé. And the parasha of Kitabo, the Torah tell you about the Bikurim that you bring to Eretz Israel. Amalek, we call Amalek Rishit. Do you know that? Rishit Amalek. Bin Amarasha, he said that Amalek, his name is Rishit, he's the beginner. He was the first one to do a revolution against God, against Hashem. When the Jews left Egypt, the whole world were respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was the first one who fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amalek. Okay? And what is this Amalek? Amalek is Gematria Safik. Amalek wants to bring you doubt. Doubt. That all what you, what doubt, where do, to live always in doubt, is the Torah is true, is this mitzvah it's correct, is Hashem existed, God has v'shalom, you know, always there, he wants to bring you doubt. This is Amalek. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit Amalek, because Amalek he bring doubt to the world. When everybody was believe, when the whole world was believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here you are, Amalek came And Amalek, he bring doubt on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? So now, what it is our fight against Amalek? Reshit kol pri adama. When Hashem give you a lot of money, a lot of lands, a lot of fruits, Amalek, the Yitzhara, he may come up to your mind, and he will tell you, hey, well, what you have, because you deserve it. Well, this city, this Eretz Israel, it was, it's not Hashem who give it to you. It's Yeshua who fight the Goyim who were there, and they win the war, and this is Eretz Israel, this is yours. Why you have to bring this fruit, first fruit to the Mikdash? You understand? This is Yetzara. Always Yetzara. You want to bring doubt in your mind. Always this is the avod of Yetzara. So, you understand? So your fight is, always you have to fight. The Amalek, his name is Rishit. And when you want to do a mitzvah, a Rishit, any mitzvah, the Yitzhara will come up to you, and it's going to bring you sfekot, doubts not to do this mitzvah. So you have to fight this Rishit of Amalek. You have to fight this Yitzhara. Because always the Yitzhara, he came to you with a new face. With a face that you don't know. You understand? With a face that you don't know. And that's what you have to... You must fight him. You must fight this Yitzhara. So how you fight this Yitzhara? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the only way to fight the Yitzhara, only through Rishit. What is Rishit? When you have... It's like, the Baal Shem Tov said, when you woke up in the morning, he said, why are these people... who don't have much Yirat Shamayim. There's a lot of people who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they do Torah mitzvot, but they don't have Yirat Shamayim. Why? So Baal Shem Tov said, because when they woke up, instead of thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they think about business, they think about other things. So that's why they don't have Yirat Shamayim. The real Yirat Shamayim came when you wake up in the morning and you go to pray. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about Torah. Think about how you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Then after you think about business. That means when you wake up, your Rishit, when at the beginning of that you wake up, you have to give this Rishit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? Huh? Always have to give the Rishit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you don't give your Rishit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's finished. So you will not have enough Yirat Shamayim if you study Torah, you accomplish Torah mitzvot. That's why Hashem says, "V'yalakachta mirishit kol pri adama." Hashem says, when it comes to Eretz Israel, so that you will not forget that Eretz Israel was given to you by Hashem as He promised to your parents. So the first fruit that He give you, give them to Hashem. Don't take them for you, because Amalek. He will put doubt on you that this Eretz Israel was won in the battle. It was not given by Hashem, you understand? And then you will lose the benefit of the Torah. That's why there is a connection between the parasha, the end of the parasha Ki Tetzeh, about that it talk about Amalek, and the beginning of Kitabo that it talk when you come to Eretz Israel. And that means as well, there is something else. And if God forbid, you don't have enough emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this Eretz that He was giving to you, you will lose it. You understand? And that's why the first Torah talk to you about Eretz Israel. If you want to win Eretz Israel, if you want to sit in Eretz Israel, you want to have it as heritage, if you want to be happy in Eretz Israel, don't forget. You always, the first thing that the land gives you, give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? When you give the first thing that the land gives you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means that Hashem is in your mind first. Hashem is primordial. Hashem is the most important in your mind. Otherwise, you will lose the benefit. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He wants that the Bnei Israel, when they go to Eretz Israel, it's very important that the Bnei Israel first, they take the first fruit, then they go to the Beit HaMikdash, then what do they do? Then they start to tell all their stories. That by telling the stories, you understand? By telling the stories, they fight the Amalek. That's what they say, Arami Obey David. Who's Arami? Who's Laban? Laban, it's Bil'am. Laban, it's Amalek. You understand? Laban is the Rasha. Laban is the doubt. That means that even that I bring, that means it's very important for me. You see, there's a lot of people, when you have when a kashrut does with you a miracle, it's very important that this story always has to repeat it, not to forget. The Gemara said, if a miracle happened to you somewhere, every time that you pass by and you see that place, you have to say Baruch Sha'asani Nes Balam Komazi. Understand? Always you have to remember the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch did with you. It's very important. Always you should remind yourself the miracles that Hashem did for you. Always. This is very, that way when we go, when Hashem said, when the only way to fight Amalek, the one who bring you doubt, it's when you become rich and you go to Eretz Israel, not to forget that Eretz Israel was given to you by Hashem. Take the first fruit. Fight Amalek with the Rishit. Amalek he called himself Rishit, so you fight Amalek with the Rishit. What is the Rishit? Always, when you wake up, always when it comes up to you, a mitzvah, don't lose it. Do it. Only by doing it, you are fighting the Amalek. You give, by doing it quickly, you give the importance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You declare that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu before that Amalek will come to you and it will start to drive you in a way that it's not true. That's why Hashem said, when the trees give you the fruit, Ve'haya. When you come to Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Amalek, he might put in your mind, Eretz Israel, it's not yours. It's not that she will give it to you. It was a battle. You won the battle. It's new. It's yours now. So you don't need to bring. You don't need to bring those first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, be careful. If this is the way of the Sarah. Because Amalek, his name is Rishit, and he has a way to fight you. So what you should do, fight him with the Rishit. When the trees start to give you fruit, don't let the Tzarag put a bad thought in your mind. Quickly, take the fruit and go to Eretz Israel, to Yerushalayim, and put it to the Kohen, go to the Beit HaMikdash, and say, thank you to Hashem. And then remind yourself past, all what happened to you since the beginning. So when you repeat all this in front of the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash, you declare that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you stretch yourself in emunah, in faith on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you won the battle against Amalek, you won the battle against Yitzhara, and then, Be'ez Hashem, always you will have this ability to fight the Yitzhara. You understand? Can I finish another 5 minutes or I stop? Yeah. So now there is something here. The pasuk dalet said, "V'lakach haKohen ateni miyadcha v'inyachu lifnei mizbeach Hashem Elokecha." And the Kohen, when you take this to the Kohen, then the Kohen will take this first fruit from your hand, and he will put them next to the mizbeach. V'anita v'amata, and you will answer. V'anita means answer. Did somebody ask you a question to answer? When you say Ve'anita, you answer. But here, we don't see nobody who ask any question. Just you talk. You talk the first fruit from your land. You go to the Beit HaMikdash. You go to the Kohen. And you tell the Kohen, I came to say thank you to Hashem for the land that he gave me. And the Kohen take from your hand the first fruit, and they put it in the floor, and then the Torah said, Ve'anita, pasukhi, and you answer. Answer what? Who asked you a question to answer? You know what is the answer? Ve'anita, you answer to Amalek. You answer to the Yitzhara. This Yitzhara who put on your mind that this land is not, it was not given by Hashem. Why you waste time to bring the first fruit to Beit HaMikdash? You understand? So you answer to the Yitzhara. You answer to this Amalek who want to put doubt on your mind. This Amalek who tell you Well, why you have to do all this? You know, this Israel, it was won by on a battle. You know, no, it's not that she will give it to you. Why you have to take this first fruit and join yourself, eat them? Why you have to do this long trip to Jerusalem to take those four fruits you don't need? So ve'anita ve'amata, you answered it, Sarah. No, you are Ramai, you are Rasha, you are a lie. Look what you did to my father. Look what you did to my father. And Hashem protect my father from your hand. You understand? You understand? This is Advent. When the Tzara put bad thoughts on your mind, you have to fight him. Fight him. Hey, if you don't fight him, you lose. Like today. Today there's problems in America today. There's a lot of problems today. I hear from all over the world, I receive telephones. In France, America, Brazil, terrible, terrible what it is. Well, this is a big Nisayon. And we have to fight this Nisayon. Now you know what Sarah tell you? What he tell to all the businessmen? Look, all the tzedakah you give, all the mitzvot that you did, look at Kadosh Baruch Hu, look what happened, why did you do this, why did you do this mitzvot, why you did this? So you have to answer, this is Hashem's will. You understand? You have to answer, that's why I give you this shiur today, or Parashat Kitavo. You have to fight it. This is the connection between Kitetzel and Melchama, the fight. What is the fight that you have to fight? Who is your enemy? Is Amalek. The Parashat Kitetzet begins with when you fight your enemies and it ends up by Amalek. That means who is your big enemy is Amalek, the one who wants to put doubts on your mind. Doubts, Svekot. And they want to tell you, Vehaya. What is Vehaya? Vehaya is the name of God. Vehaya, it's Yudke Vavke. Vehaya, Yudke Vavke. That means you want to put your, you believe in Hashem. Well, Hashem, he didn't give you the land. There is no Hashem, Hashem Shalom. Then I was won in a battle. Why you have to take this fruit? So you have to fight this idea. No. How you fight it? Give the opportunity, the first fruit that he gave you, the land, could take it to Eretz Israel. As I told you before. But Hashem said, why there is people that they don't have enough Yirat Shamayim? Because when they start their avodah Hakadosh Baruch Hu, before they start avodah Hashem, they think about other things, so they lose the atshamayim. So velakachta berishit, Amalek, he considers himself rishit. So you fight him with rishit. How rishit? The beginning when you woke up from your sleep, give it to Hashem. Go serve Hashem. Rishit, when you make the first money, give some of it to tzedakah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Don't wait till you make a lot of money to do tzedakah. No, from this rishit you give some tzedakah. Always rishit, always give the rishit to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Always, and by giving this rishit to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, this is an answer. Ve'anita ve'amata. This is the answer to the klipa. This is the answer to Amalek. This is the answer to Yitzhara. This is how can I answer? Hey, you Yitzhara, you think that Hashem is not rishit? You think that he's not rishit? You are a liar. You are a liar. Hashem is rishit, and I give my rishit to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When we give our rishit to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we will have a big alot of Hashem. So, Be'ez Hashem, I pray for you that Hakadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha and bri'ot v'at Hashem, that always you will continue to be rishit and to give to serve Hashem through rishit. Be'ez Hashem.